Welcome to the Melanin Talk podcast. If you enjoy what you hear today, be sure to send us a message, an email. You can visit our website, melanintalk.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/melanintalk. Well, let's dive in to what we have today. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about why I choose to homeschool my kids. I have 5 reasons that I homeschool my kids. The first reason is I like them. I've always said, even when I was a little girl, that when I grew up, I was going to homeschool my kids. I grew up in the public school. I grew up around public school teachers. I have public school teachers in my family, but I've always liked the idea of having kids, having my kids home with me, and being able to teach them and see the way that they learn. So I just really like them. Now, I know I only have, 18 years with them, if I'm lucky. Maybe they'll stay a little longer, but it's such a short time in their life if you look at the span of a life. And for my kids to be gone, 6 to 10 hours from me a day, and I say that because many schools have after-school programs. They're really cool and interactive. And then as your kids get older, they want to hang out with their friends after school and do different things. So the idea of my kids spending most of their waking hours outside of my care was just not something that I wanted to do. And I knew that before marriage, before kids, I knew that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. The second reason I wanted to homeschool my kids is because I really don't believe that the school environment, that most school environments are conducive to the learning styles of young children. Kids like to run and play. They like to create and discover and get messy. But when they're in school, most of the time, they have to sit down and follow directions and color in the lines and trace their name and do all of these activities that I feel like is teaching them to conform. They don't have a whole lot of space or opportunity to discover and create. And it's all about learning how to follow directions, learning how to comply. And they get these little breaks, these little bursts of creativity, and then they have to reel it back in. What if we can create an environment for our kids where they get these bursts of creativity and are able to follow it down the rabbit hole? What if we as parents are able to stand outside of that burst of energy and toss pieces of information in and at our children for them to play with and discover and dissect and uncover? I mean, it's a lot of fun when you have a mobile, messy, crazy schooling environment, because that's how kids' brains are wired to learn and explore and receive information. So I just don't feel like the school systems are set up to really provide that environment. And I get it. I mean, when you have 20 plus kids in a classroom to one adult, there needs to be some sort of control so that if there's an emergency that happens, all the kids are protected. I get it. But I have the opportunity to remove my child from that system and create a dynamic where they're able to learn on our terms. And I say our because it's both mine and my child's terms. So that brings me into the third reason I decided to homeschool, and that's flexibility. You know, as my kids grow and develop and discover things, we discover things that they like and they don't like. We discover things that work and that don't work. For example, My daughter SJ, she loves, loves, loves doing workbooks. She likes to sit down and answer questions in her workbooks because she can look back and she can see how her handwriting has changed. She can see how her comprehension has increased. She likes to see progress and she likes proof of progress. This child will ask me if she can take a test. So she can see if she's understanding the information, and she's six, almost seven. My son, on the other hand, does not like worksheets at all. It's amazing. I mean, he is 5 years old and he's able to read. He does addition and subtraction, but his ability to write is not as developed as his other skills because he hates doing worksheets. He doesn't like to sit down with a pen and a paper and trace his name or write his name or do any of these things that require you to be still and focus. And these are things he will learn. He needs to eventually learn how to be still and how to focus. But it is not vital to his being at 5 years old. At 5 years old, he needs to discover the world. The only reason he knows how to read this young is because his sister is reading and he wants to read. You know, he's learning math because he's analyzing the questions that his sister is being asked and he's coming up with the correct answer by breaking down the equations in his head. I'm simply being flexible with the way that I teach my kids so that I can continue to foster their natural desire to learn, to discover, and to uncover information. I really, really like flexibility. So I like my kids. I don't believe the school environment is the best environment for them. Not that it's a bad environment, it's just not the best. And I like having the flexibility. The next thing is, I really like being their first teacher. You know, when they learn something, I want them to learn it from me first. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'm not really qualified to teach young children or children at all. I don't have my degree in early childhood education, and I don't know this and I don't know that. But here's the thing, some of us do. And I have 2 degrees. Neither of them are in early childhood education. They're both business degrees. But because of my education, I have the ability, the practice of researching, comprehending, and putting into practice information from experts in various fields. So I can read a research paper on the way that students learn or the best learning environments for students. And I can take that knowledge and information. I can see what exactly it is that they're referring to. And then I can look at my environment and adjust it. Homeschool does not mean that you're doing home school at home. It means that you are taking charge and control of your child's education and that it's outside of the traditional confines of education. So, if you don't feel qualified to teach a certain subject, that's fine. Hire somebody that can. And you may be saying, "What? Hire somebody? If I'm supposed to be on one income or working from home and homeschooling my kids, where am I going to get the money to hire somebody to teach my kids the way that they should be taught?" Well, let me just tell you, there are programs out there. Go to melanintaught.com. And on the About Us tab, or you could even just go to the search bar and type in types of homeschool. And I have information on how we pay for all of our homeschool supplies, curriculum, activities, tutors, teachers, whatever we need. So go ahead and check that out. But that's number four. I want to be my kids' first teacher. I want to be able to introduce them to concepts and ideas first because there's something about watching that little light bulb go off in their on their head where you're like, they get it. They really get what I just said. It's something amazing to see when you've shared something with your child and they're truly comprehending how to do that thing. I mean, imagine If you've ever taught your kid how to play catch or how to ride a bike, getting to experience that feeling, that pride, day in and day out, as you're teaching them different subjects and how to do different things educationally, it's amazing. The last thing is, I want to set my kids up to succeed. And you can do that if you put your kids in public school and private school. It's just going to look a little differently than the way that I do it. But I believe that I'm in a position to set my kids up to succeed because I'm homeschooling them. And this is why. SJ excels in math right now. So I'm able to give her math that is beyond her grade level. And she's at pace for reading, which is, fine. It's completely normal. And this happens to students all over the world where they'll excel in one area and be in either grade level or behind in another area. But what happens in public or private school? Usually you just keep on going. So if you're excelling in that one area, you find yourself getting bored. If you're at grade level or behind in another area, you're getting left behind or you're just barely, going along with how things are going. If you're homeschooling your kid, then wherever they're excelling, they can go as high as they want in that subject. And where they're not excelling, you can provide the resources to help them succeed. When you ask a homeschool parent, what grade are your kids in? One of the common answers are, what subject? Because, my first grader is doing third grade math and second grade English, but we're just now getting started on history. So it really gives you the ability to work on their levels. And as a result, it really sets them up to succeed. This is how you have these 11-year-olds enrolling in college and becoming marine biologists. And you may say, well, I don't want my child, in college, taking college-level classes. If you're worried about the college experience, you can put your kid through college, paid for, by the way. You can put your kid through college while they're still at the age of grade school or primary school or high school education. And once they graduate, they can go and have the college experience. They'll just be taking graduate courses, but they can stay on campus, they can move away, they can do all the things that they would do in undergrad, except they will have an advantage in that they'll be going for a second degree or a higher degree than their peers are. Homeschooling also gives kids the ability to be creative and think outside of the box. They haven't been put in a system that is a factory where they're just, filling in the bubbles and passing these standards and just do this 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 and get promoted and do this and do this and do this and do this and get promoted and do this and do this. They're out of that system. And so because they haven't been put in the system at a young age, they're able to see the flaws in the system from a different perspective and to create jobs and opportunities to provide work for other people. So many homeschool parents give their kids the opportunity to become entrepreneurs at a young age. If entrepreneurs fail a lot, but if you start having your first failing business at 6 years old, then by the time you're 12, you know a whole lot more about what it takes to succeed at a business than a 21-year-old who just got out of college and has only had one selling business underneath their belt and are unsure of what the next steps are. So I really believe that homeschooling sets kids up for a brighter future. Now I'm going to address the question everybody always asks, well, what about socialization? People are so afraid of their kid being the weird homeschool kid, But here's the thing. Homeschooling your kid does not mean isolating your kid. There are so many programs out there. SJ goes to a science and art camp every single year. She loves it. There are cooking classes, karate classes, ballet, taekwondo. I mean, there are so many things that kids can do. And with the number of kids being homeschooled increasing every year, there's more and more kids for them to interact with as they're taking various courses that you are enrolling them in order to set them up for their future. So those are the five reasons why we've decided to homeschool. I really like my kids. I want to put them in a good schooling environment. That's going to allow them to have flexibility. I want to be their first teacher and I want to set them up to succeed. So, if you guys have any questions or you are wanting some more information about how we do things here with Melanin Taught, then go ahead and send us a message. You can reach out at melanintaught.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow for our latest podcast, and be blessed. Thanks for tuning in.